Oncologists are physicians who specialize in the treatment of cancer. They are often asked how they manage to stay connected to their patients and remain optimistic when every day means helping patients and families cope with difficult diagnoses. Radiation oncologist Dr. Robin Schoenthaler, who practices at Mass General Hospital in Massachusetts, offers us her answer in her essay, O Night Divine on the Cancer Unit. Here is a brief excerpt from that essay. This is how it happens. I am picking through produce at the grocery store late in the evening, and my cell phone screeches so loudly that people look over and watch while I fumble to find it and hush its ringing and lift it to my ear. I brace my shoulders and answer it and feel the dread on both ends of the line. I look like every other distracted shopper, phone pressed to ear, eyes gazing at some middle distance, perhaps debating what kind of squash to buy for dinner or whether or not we still need bread. But in fact, I am being levitated. The voice on the phone is transporting me away from the brightly lit rows of vegetables into a darker world, a horrifying universe where a cancer is growing unfettered and where an emergency room doctor is standing in front of a crowded desk trying to dispassionately tell me an appalling story about a tumor causing overnight blindness or paralysis or a sudden sense of smothering in a patient who lies waiting in a bed across the room. I stand completely still and listen hard, and when I hang up, I am in exactly the same position, still clutching the bananas or the cool and fragrant peach. Cancer emergencies are usually calamitous, sometimes life-threatening, and in my first few years of practice as a radiation oncologist, these phone calls and their horrific stories unnerved me. 20 years later, I see these calls as embarkations into a holy land. I answer the phone, murmur some reassurances, and a short time later, I am standing outside the patient's room. I have never met this person before, but soon we will be inextricably linked. I pause and hold the patient's chart close to my heart, and then I step across the threshold into a different realm of time and space. The Greeks have a word for moments like this, kairos, a time in between, a sacred time, a moment shared with the divine. Walking into a hospital room late at night, I feel as though I am walking into a temple, a sanctuary, a secret tunnel underneath the trenches. This is the stark and webbed interconnectedness between ill patient and on-call doctor. Random secretarial assignments connected to a chance mangled cell mutation, rays of light interlaced with beams of radiation, bones and nerves wired to flesh and fear, sisters and suffering shared in shadowed sanctuaries, and losses and lessons linked in hospital rooms on nights divine.